3 minutes max again now. Opinion that's short and sweet. Actually, not so sweet, this one, from writer Catherine Burnett.
So what I've been thinking about lately is how in New Zealand we have this extraordinary inability to use an indicator when we're driving, and I just don't get it. What I really don't get about this inability is it seems to be found in all socioeconomic groups. It seems to go across cultures and ages. It just seems to be endemic everywhere. I live in Auckland and I'm noticing there it's particularly bad. It's been driving me nuts for years and now I've finally cracked and I'm going to talk about it. It's been really bothering me. Why is it so hard to use an indicator when you're driving? I honestly have no idea. I really don't know what's so difficult about it. But instead of whinging, I've come up with a solution. I'm going to suggest that we make next month National Use Your Goddamn Indicator Month. And we'll just see how that goes. I think that will really work. Using an indicator just doesn't seem to be that hard to me. I find it surprisingly easy. In my car, which is a 1996 Hyundai Elantra, thanks very much for asking, I make a slight downward movement with my pinky to indicate when I'm turning right, and then I do a quick upward movement when I'm in with my finger, with my forefinger, to indicate that I'm turning left. It's really easy. I'm doing the movement now as I'm talking to you. I can multitask. I'm doing that. Very easy. That's pinky to go down, forefinger to go up. Super, super easy. It takes about 1.5 seconds, and it's been scientifically proven that you burn a calorie every time you indicate. Now, folks, that's just science. So if those reasons aren't good enough for you to start indicating during National Use Your Goddamn Indicator Month, here are a few more that I've put together for you. So, reason number one. Pedestrians will stop stepping off curbs in front of you when you turn corners. Because how annoying are they? Pedestrians walking, for the love of God, stop stepping off curbs in front of us. Aren't you psychic? Apparently they're not. So that will stop happen. That's one really good reason to start using your indicator. Another really good reason is your car is less likely to be hit by other vehicles because that can get expensive. Who wants repairs? So now I'm appealing to, you know, the greed factor. Reason number three, you're keeping your loved ones safer, so that's awesome. And reason number four, it shows that you've grasped the concept that other people aren't psychic and can't predict your trajectory. And that just says smart. I mean, you do that, I'm thinking you're really smart. And as we know, smart is super sexy. That's just science. Enjoy National Start Using Your Goddamn Indicator Month, folks. I think we're all going to really love it. I think it could really take off.
That's Catherine Burnett.